Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome everyone to another episode of The Roman Show. It's August 21st and we have a stacked show for you today as we are welcoming World Series of Fighting Danilo Villafort, Bellator's Bubba Jenkins, Bellator veteran now Championship Fighting Alliance Alexis Vila, XFC fighter Stephanie Agink, and we will have a discussion on that resolution that was approved in Boston that basically banned children 16 and under from an MMA event, whether it's a pro or an amateur event, unless accompanied by a parent, of course. And Garrett Quinn, contributor to MassLive.com, will be on board to let us know as far as what happened over there in Boston today, as the resolution was approved. And it's kind of upsetting due to the fact that MMA has been such a positive sport to so many people. It has helped them from getting bullied or from getting good grades. It disciplines them. It teaches so many good ideas that you can transfer then into your regular life. And from these councilmen in Boston to approve this resolution, they obviously don't understand what mixed martial arts is all about. And just because they saw one fight and they saw a guy or a girl bleeding, they throw their hands up in the air and they say as it is violence, or as Senator John McCain called it, human cockfighting. But no, folks, MMA is a sport with much respect. It is determines a lot of discipline, and it's a very strong mental game. I don't know how they decided to pass this law, but from what I understand, what our guest tonight was telling us at this meeting where they approved it, Garen Quinn told me that there was no one there today when they approved this law. But last week, when the UFC was about to host an event, which had happened last Saturday, several people were at the meeting. But since the UFC left, seems like no one cares. Either way, that's the show we have lined up for you. You can interact with us on Twitter at RomanDH or at The Roman Show. Like our fan page, facebook.com/RomanShowMedia. Subscribe to our YouTube account. That's youtube.com/RRoman0201. And for those folks that tuned in last night at the Tuesday episode where we had Nasty Boy Brian Knobs, just want to extend the invitation to you guys in the MMA community to come watch us live at Marlins Park this Saturday, where I could possibly have the opportunity of introducing Brian Knobs, which could possibly be his last match, he said on the show. But it's going to be a lot of fun. Marlins Park this Saturday. We're giving away free tickets. Tweet us. I'm going to, in just a few minutes, I'm going to go ahead and tell you guys to answer a question. And if you get that question right, then we will hook you up with a pair of tickets to that Marlins show. I also would like to also extend the invitation to CFA Fight Night 1 here in Miami, Florida, where it's the first time ever, CFA Fight Night 1 at Bongo's Cuban Cafe. And what they're going to do is they're literally going to have a pro MMA fight inside a club. So they're going to have the fight. It's going to be a little networking, a little socializing. And then right after, you can party the night away on a Wednesday night, September 11th, brought to you by CFA. We'll have more after the break, folks. Danilo Villafort. He didn't fight in a year. He comes back this year. Boom. He's back in the willing column.
Check out the latest news and the coolest interviews on The Roman Show every Tuesday and Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Visit us on RodolphoRoman.com or check us out on Twitter at RomanDH. Check out The Roman Show on Facebook. Visit Facebook.com/TheRomanShow. Like us and make sure you spread out the word about the coolest and hippest radio program on the internet to date. Check it out, facebook.com/TheRomanShow. The Roman Show has captivated the sports fans' attention in a fast pace. Therefore, join the Roman Show family by sponsoring us. Send us an email to romandh@yahoo.com. Join this growing family as it grows quickly. Send us an email right now, romandh@yahoo.com, and notice the exposure your company will get. Again, email us at RomanDH@yahoo.com to sponsor the coolest and hippest program on the internet, The Roman Show. Catch up with any past interviews on The Roman Show by visiting our website, RodolfoRoman.com. That's RodolfoRoman.com. Catch up on all interviews in the past The Roman Show has conducted. And if you happen to like the current show, check out The Roman Show tomorrow morning on RodolfoRoman.com. You have a business, but you have no money? Well, no worries. OchoaOnline.com has you covered. Head on over to OchoaOnline.com for the best prices. And trust me, when it comes to internet websites, these guys know how to do it. OchoaOnline.com will help you set up the best quality-based website for your business or company. OchoaOnline.com. Visit them right now at OchoaOnline.com. That's OchoaOnline.com. The official sponsor of The Roman Show website, OchoaOnline.com. Want to win some money while you watch the big fight this weekend? Head on over to countermove.com. That's countermove.com with a K.
You're listening to The Roman Show, the hottest radio sports program on the net. Call in live at 714-868-0222 or tweet us live at RomanDH. It's The Roman Show.
When I train, I buy the best fight gear from All Out Fight Shop. They have the best deals and the most fitting clothing and attire. It's a guaranteed knockout. Like them on Facebook at All Out Fight Shop or follow them on Twitter at All Out Fight Shop. Visit them in person at 4805 Northwest 79th Avenue, Unit 9 in Doral, Florida. Sport with the pose work. All Out.
Check it out. Keep listening to The Roman Show.
Hey, this is Dana White, the president of the UFC. Keep watching The Roman Show.
All right, and we're back on The Roman Show on the other line. My good friend Guillermo Garcia, the MMA Encyclopedia. What's up, Guillermo? Pretty good? Guillermo, are you there?
Yeah.
All right, Guillermo. We're ready to rock the rock and roll. As we're going to welcome in our first guest, Danilo Villafort. Danilo, welcome to The Roman Show once again. How's everything, my good friend? How's everything,
great,
Danilo?
Great. What's up, Tank? Thank you for having
awesome.
Me.
Awesome. Oh, thank you, Danilo. Now, Danilo, let's talk about real quickly about your upcoming fight coming up next month, World Series of Fighting. It's your second fight with the World Series of Fighting. And this fight has a lot of meaning to it because it's part of the middleweight tournament semifinal. You're going to be fighting Dave Branch September 14th. And by the way, you can see that fight live on NBC Sports Network starting at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Now, I have to ask you straight off the bat, Danilo. You took some time off in 2012. You came back this year. You got your win. Why the layoff in 2012?
Yeah, I had to take some time off. I had a big injury on my shoulder. I had to repair. I tore the labrum and the rotator cuff. You know, but that's part of the game. I'm back. I fought. I won. You know, and I'm ready to take this belt. I'm bringing this belt here to South Florida.
And during that time, while you were healing the process, what did you take from that? What did you learn? Because sometimes when you get hurt, you're able to see fighting in a different perspective.
I learned a lot, you know. I have been helping my brother and my teammates. I've been working a lot, you know. I had this big layout because of this injury. So when you from outside, you can see different stuff going on. And I learned a lot, you know. And I just can't wait to fight. When they first told me about the tournament, they told me that I was going to be two fights in the same night. I was extremely excited about it. That's something that I never did before, and I think I'm ready to do it. you know, but unfortunately they changed the idea, but doesn't matter. I'm ready to go.
Oh, well, that would have been great. That could have been like the old school UFC days where you had a tournament and people fought 2-3 times in the night. Now, you're going to be fighting Dave Branch. He's a veteran just like yourself, been in the UFC, been in Bellator. You yourself, you've been UFC, Strikeforce, a whole long list of promotions. What can you tell me about Dave Branch, and what can we expect you to do against this guy?
Dave Branch is a pretty tough dude, you know. He has a lot of experience. We all know that. But I'm in the best shape that I ever, you know, had. Everybody says that when they have fight coming up. But, you know, from the bottom of my heart, I never felt so ready for a fight like I'm feeling right now. I'm mature, you know, I have no injuries. My weight's perfect. You know, I'm hungry. I just can't wait to jump in that cage and make it happen, you know. I can't wait, man.
Now, ironically, Danilo, in that last fight card where you fought and you won, Branch also fought in that card. But did you have an opportunity to check out his fight?
I was in Paulo Filho's corner. You know, the last minute they asked me to jump in and be the translator for him. I watched the fight from really close, and he didn't really impress me with that fight. You know, I don't want to take any of his credit for that win, but he didn't impress me at all. I'm not very much worried about his game. I just want to make my, you know, my game plan work. And I know if I make that work, he won't be able to stop me.
And now, ironically, on the same night, like you said, there's going to be another of the other semifinal fight, which is Elvis Mutafik versus Jesse Taylor. So either one of those guys, if you were to win, you will fight them. Guillaume, we have a question for Danilo.
Yeah, Danilo, what are your thoughts on the World Series of Fighting so far, your opinion of the organization and how it's been run so far?
They are great. They are great. I'm pretty impressed with the work they are putting on. There's a lot of good news that I know that I cannot tell you guys right now, but there's a lot of good stuff coming up. You guys are going to be surprised with the work that those guys are putting on. You know, they are working really hard. They are going to grow even more. They are going to expand to different countries, and you guys are going to like the work they're putting on.
Yeah, Danilo, you know, your last fight, like I said, it was the first fight in a long time for you. You won by split decision. Did you feel any sort of ring rust? Did you get tired, anything like that?
It wasn't like a perfect fight, you know. I wasn't ready to go. I work full time, you know. Now my job, I love my boss, you know. Now he let me work only three times a week for 4 hours a day. So now I have way more time to train, take care of my body, you know, train. But my last fight, I just spar. To be honest to you, I just spar. I spar 3 times a week and I run. I didn't lift weight. I didn't do conditioning or anything. I just, you know, trust on my balls and jump in the cage and I fought, man.
And Danilo, like, you know, you've been training with the Black Zillions, and, you know, it's been well documented. Some of their top fighters have had some ups and downs. How's the attitude within the camp? Has anybody gotten down on themselves? Are you guys pretty upbeat still? How's it going in the Black Zillions?
Can you repeat that? I didn't understand. Sorry.
Yeah, the Black Zillions, you know, some of the fighters like Overeem and Rashad have been struggling, but some of the fighters like Vitor Belfort have been doing pretty good. What is the attitude in the camp right now? Are they staying positive? Is everybody happy still?
Yeah, everybody's happy. Like, we're not going to win every fight. That's just impossible, you know, but we are putting a great, you know, great fight. That's how we start. We go forward. Win or lose, we're going to fight our ass off, you know.
Got it. And where did your nickname Indio come from? Who gave it to you? How did it all come about, the nickname?
Indio in Portuguese means Indian. Indian. My father is an Indian, you know, like a native Brazilian Indian. My father was a Vale Tudo fighter back in the days. He has like more than 280 fights, you know. He's a jiu-jitsu master, judo master, and he was the one who brought the whole family to the fight. We just following his path. Me and my brother.
You know, Danilo, I remember interviewing you a couple of years ago, and you mentioned to me how you and your brother started off this this camp, and that Rashad was going to go out there and train, and Silva, and then boom, here comes the Black Zillions in 2013 of this month. Did you ever see or think that it was that the Black Zillions will have such a strong popularity and following?
No, man. When we left our last camp, we never expect that we're going to have such a, you know, great results. We just, you know, stick together and let's do our thing. Hard work is paid off, you know. We are working hard and we are receiving results. We have a great management team behind. We have authentic sports management taking care of all the fighters. We have Jocko Clothing supporting us and sponsoring a bunch of our fighters. So, you know, we are lucky to have our, you know, such a great team behind. We have great coaches. We have Harry Hooft, which is, you know, our kickboxing coach. He trained Tyrone Spong, Peter Arts, you know, a bunch of great guys. We have Coach Kenny Monday, Olympic champion, wrestling coach. We have George Santiago, is the head of jiu-jitsu, you know. We have just the best team that you can have ever expect. And so, with that being said, that results going to come. You know, it's all about us.
Absolutely. And, you know, and I got to give it to you guys. You guys have really created and taken this team thing to another level. You constantly record videos, put them on your website. And it's really neat because you're able to really follow the path of your career from the minute you start training, from the day of the fight and then after the fight. And that's really neat. That's really cool.
Yeah, you know, that's a big part of the business today. We have to work, you know, very hard with the social media. We have to keep interacting with the fans. I just signed with the new company, Sound and Marketing. They are doing my social media right now. They are taking care of my stuff. I gotta keep in touch with the fans. They always asking questions. They wanna know what's going on in your life. You know, so that's the best way to keep in touch with them. And we are trying to do the best. We want to see our fans happy.
Right now, I got to ask you this before we go, because I follow here on Twitter, and I was actually mentioned in one of your tweets about a fellow teammate of yours, Luis Buscape Firmino. And there's another fighter, Luis Palomino, who has been asking him, calling him out. But what do you think about the situation that there are, Palomino is very consistent in trying to get this fight.
I knew you were going to ask me this question. I knew that, you know. Buscata beat Palomino for 5 rounds. You know, make no sense to fight that guy again. You know, CFA should agree with that and bring a challenge. They just want to have Baboon fighting again because he sells tickets. We don't really care about the tickets. We want to help the show. But we want the best challenge for Buscape. You know, there's nobody. The worst thing to do is find an opponent for Buscape in South Florida. So many guys turned down fights for him. You know, nobody wants to fight him. But Boom got his ass whooped for 5 rounds, and he keep balling and, you know, like, you know, crying, whining on Twitter, Facebook, and people. And he has 300 followers on Twitter. I don't know who the hell is going to listen to him, but, you know, he's a good guy. I understand him. He's a fighter. He has a fighter's heart, and he wants to fight Buscape again. But, you know, in my point of view, it makes no sense. If you beat that guy like he did for 5 rounds, he played with that guy, why are we going to fight him again? You know, he got to go back in the line, you know, and wait.
Right. And I have to ask you that because it's been consistent. I've been seeing it and seeing it and seeing it. And they got it, you know, it was between him and Buscape, and they got you involved in. It's just been going around for some time now. And the show's not even until October, but I just have to ask you that question. But it's great to know, Danilo, that, again, that camaraderie that you have, and you guys definitely stand by each other. Because Palomino was also talking about Sean Soriano, who's currently the featherweight champion. But not to say, I respect your opinion. And it's, you know, like you said, you know, you got to wait your line. And he is a champion. And at the end of the day, he does have a choice of who he has to fight at some weight or somehow.
Yeah. I would like to see this fight, you know, happen again, because I believe Buscape will play with him again, you know, but it makes no sense.
what's the point to have him fight again? He has nothing to gain, only to lose, you know. So Palomino can keep crying, but it's not going to happen, you know.
Well, let's see what happens, Danilo. Well, Danilo, I want to thank you for coming on board, and I'm looking forward to your fight against Dave Branch, and hopefully you could bring in another title to the Black Zillions, because right now you got Buscape, you got Soriano, and then you will be three with another title to the Black Zillions camp.
Yeah, for sure, man. I'm working hard for that. I'm going to put in a great show. Win or lose, you're going to see me going forward, you know, trying to rip this guy's head off. You know, that's my job. That's why I got paid. That's why my fans like to see, and that's what I'm going to do. You know, for sure, I'm going to bring this belt. That's going to be the third belt that we have home. We have 2 years old. The team is just a babe, as I would say, you know, but work hard, and that's going to be one of the many other belts that we're going to bring home.
Absolutely. Danilo Villafort, check him out live on NBC Sports, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, September 14th, live from New Jersey. Danilo, anything else you'd like to add?
I want to say thank you to Jocko Cody. I want to say thank you to Glenn Robinson, who is my manager. He's been doing a great job. You know, Alex is doing now my social media. He's been doing a great job. And I hope, you know, if you guys can keep following me on Twitter, you know, try to subscribe on my Facebook, on my YouTube channel, and ask me questions. If you want to talk to me, I'm here to, you know, to reply and talk to you and get in touch with all my fans. Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
For having me, and have a great moment.
Thank you, Danilo. You can follow Danilo at Indio MMA. That's at Indio MMA. Thank you, Danilo. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, man.
Thank you. Have a good night. All right, there, folks. Danilo Villafort, who fights in September, World Series of Fighting. Check out that great fight. And like you mentioned, Guillermo, World Series of Fighting could be headed to another level. So that's going to be interesting to see what's going to happen next with them.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's interesting that they were able to build up, you know, this whole thing in Las Vegas, which has actually been owned by the UFC and boxing forever. And who would have thought that people would have room in their hearts for another organization when you already got the, you know, all the best boxing matches and the best MMA matches coming from the UFC. But somehow, some way, with Ray Sefo and all their hard work, they've been able to make it happen. So good for them.
Something has happened. All right, Bubba Jenkins. He debuted in Bellator, and in an impressive manner. The man is now 4-0. I remember when we had him here, I think he was 1-0 at the time. It was going, or possibly could have been his first fight. But Bubba Jenkins joins us here this afternoon, or this evening, sorry, on the Roman Show to talk about his next performance, and possibly he'll let us in on who his next opponent will be.
Keep listening to the Roman Show.
Check out the latest news and the coolest interviews on the Roman Show every Tuesday and Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Visit us on RodolphoRoman.com or check us out on Twitter at RomanDH. Check out the Roman Show on Facebook. Visit Facebook.com/TheRomanShow. Like us and make sure you spread out the word about the coolest and hippest radio program on the internet to date. Check it out, Facebook.com/TheRomanShow. The Roman Show has captivated the sports fans' attention in a fast pace. Therefore, join the Roman Show family by sponsoring us. Send us an email to RomanDH@Yahoo.com. Join this growing family as it grows quickly. Send us an email right now, RomanDH@Yahoo.com, and notice the exposure your company will get. Again, email us at RomanDH@Yahoo.com to sponsor the coolest and hippest program on the internet, The Roman Show. Catch.
Yep. This is Bjorn from Bellator Fighting Championships. Keep following Rodolfo Roman.
Guys, I want to let you know that it's been proven if you show your product, traffic in your company will grow. SimplyJVideos.com got you covered. All you got to do is reach out to them. They'll go out to your business. They'll shoot what they need to shoot. They'll edit. They'll post it on your website. And you will watch your business flourish. That's SimplyJVideos.com. SimplyJVideos is an Ask Pro company. All right, Guillermo. You know, not too long ago, we had Bubba Jenkins on here. And the guy was just amazing. He was telling us all these things. And here he is now debuted on Bellator. Knocked out his opponent. The guy is on the right path. He is 4-0. Bubba, welcome to the Roman Show again.
Hey, what's up? What's up? Thank you guys for having me. I'm excited to be back. What's going on with you, fellas?
Oh, absolutely. We're totally cool out here, Bubba. I got to congratulate you on that victory you had in Bellator. You know, it was national TV, Spike TV. You didn't seem nervous whatsoever, man.
Yeah, man. You know, that's kind of my thing. I kind of, you know, built for the lights and built for the pressure, and I just kind of wanted to go out there and do what I love to do, man.
Now, when you fought this guy, Mike Barreras, at Bellator 97, knocked him out in the second round, when you knocked him out, what was the feeling, knowing that you're on national TV, Spike TV, millions of people are watching, a lot of people are going to be talking about you? What was your first reaction when you took notice, shoot, I just knocked out this guy on national TV?
Well, honestly, my natural reaction was, man, I should have done better. I should, like, my own, in my head, it was, man, I should have done better. I should have done better. But as soon as I got out of the cage and I got my hand raised and then I was walking back to the locker room, everyone was just telling me how great I did and my coaches were telling me how well I did. And, you know, that's when it kind of clicked on me that, okay, I guess I did well. You know, I guess things they didn't go as perfectly as planned because when I got hit in the guillotine, I just felt, I guess I got frustrated. I guess I got down on myself as a performer for my debut. But all in all, everyone was saying, hey, man, you did a really good job. So, my first reaction was, you know, okay, cool. That's good that everyone thought I did a good job and I felt like I can definitely improve.
And what are some of the improvements you think you need to make from watching that fight?
Just anxiety. You know, I had a lot of pressure before this fight. I felt like, you know, with being a debut and, you know, it's been a year since I fought last and, you know, just kind of going against a wrestler and going against, you know, a whole bunch of things. I just felt like, you know, I should have kept a little bit more calm and could have had a little bit less panic when I got hit with those guillotines and things like that. But overall, like I said, I felt like, you know, it was a pretty good debut for me.
And Bubba, I got to ask you, did you do amateur MMA prior to going pro? Because I don't seem to see on the records there. Or did you just skip that?
We skipped it. You know, I listened to the people around me, and Ricardo Laborio is, you know, one of my coaches and one of my mentors, and you know, he was saying that it's just better that we go straight to the pros just because, you know, he watched me for a couple of months and he figured, you know, it's just a better plan for us to jump in the pro right away with the right, you know, game plan to eventually take over a championship.
Well, I guess the boy of ATT knew what he was talking about because you're undefeated, man. All right, Guillermo.
Yeah, Bubba, you know, your career, you know, even before it started, I mean, it was one of the most hyped, like, debuts that I could remember. It's right up there, you know, with the debuts of guys like Chris Weidman and Cain Velasquez, you know, these guys that everybody knew was going to be good even before they did anything. Did you feel a lot of pressure? Did you put a lot of pressure on yourself given all that hype?
Yeah, man, I felt like it was going to be big, but that's the type of things I like, you know, that's the type of things that I prepare for, that's the type of things that I like to feel when I'm training, you know, that everybody's going to be there, that all eyes are going to be on me, that, you know, there can't be any stone unturned because everyone's going to analyze it, see it, and, you know, it's their debut, and everyone's going to be watching, so yeah, I felt the pressure, but, you know, like I said, I perform on that type of stage, you know, when I came down to having to win the national championship, that was my last chance after that. You know, it was one of those pressurized situations, and, you know, I just felt like I thrive in those types of situations. As I did then, as I did on Bellator, you know, I kind of just, you know, go through my natural instincts and just get it done.
And Bubba, when you sat down and you made the decision to get in MMA, did you think, well, I'm going to fight so many fights in the regional shows, then I'm going to sign up with a big organization? Did you have like a plan about how many fights I'm going to do this, how many fights I'm going to fight on the big show, then I'm going to get a title shot? Did you have any sort of plan that you had in mind?
Well, it was, you know, Ricardo Barrio, Roger Crawl, now Dave Thomas is my agent, and Tiki Golson out there and in Huntington Beach. We all are kind of masterminding my, you know, my plans and my career. We have a plan to, you know, fight a certain amount of fights and do a certain amount of things, but it's all about when I'm ready. You know, the plan can change and the plan can, you know, deviate from where it's at, but we can always... You know, it's all about me getting better and how I develop and where we are. You know, we can speed it up or we can slow it down, however things, you know, turn out. You know, we're just trying to fight the next fight.
You know, your career is still very young. You just earned your first TKO victory. How do you feel you're along in the submission game and the stand-up game so far, and what do you think you still need to work on?
Timing, I would say, a little bit of my timing, a little bit of my distance. You know, I'm getting better with my hands, and I'm not shying away from my wrestling, but in practices I'm doing less wrestling because, you know, that's something that's natural. I'll never lose that. I can go into a coma for 3 months and wake up and still be able to wrestle and super duck people. So I think that, you know, with getting my hands natural and my striking, my Muay Thai as natural as my wrestling is, that's when I feel like I'll become deadly. And, you know, that's where I'm focusing more on, and a lot of my anti-jiu-jitsu.
Yeah, Bubba, you know, in the Bellator lightweight division, you're staring up, you know, at Michael Chandler, Eddie Alvarez. How do you currently believe you stand up against those guys currently with your current skill set as it is right now?
Well, Michael Chandler is great, man. I haven't seen Eddie Alvarez fight in a long time, but, you know, I was on the same card with Mike at the last Bellator, and he looks really good, man. I definitely got to have to step up my game and put my big boy shoes on for that fight. But, you know, it's something I look forward to, and a challenge is something that I've always had out there. I don't have dreams. I have goals, you know, and I'm definitely going to go and attack those things.
And, Bubba, has Bellator offered you any sort of entry into the tournament yet? Or what's the plan? Are you just going to fight a one-off fight next? What's the plan for your career right now?
Right now, you know, we're not looking at the tournament. We're just going to develop and take these fights slowly. We're going to, you know, get to the next fight. Right now we're looking at September 20th for my next fight, fighting LaRue Burley in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm excited about that. And I think we're going to have a couple more fights before we have to jump into the tournament. You know, we'll just see how it goes. But I'm super excited about, you know, with everything, how Bjorn has everything mapped out and what Bellator is doing with my career.
Absolutely. Now, Bubba, I got to ask you, it's now going to be in December, 2 years that you have been a professional mixed martial artist. What has been some of the hardships that you made transitioning from wrestling to MMA? And you said you needed to work on your timing, but how about the mental game? How about the mental aspect? How different is it compared to wrestling?
Well, the thing that I would feel like I would need to work on is the same thing that a lot of people need to work on, the aspect of getting hit and getting punished. You know, you never really, in wrestling or in other sports, maybe a little bit in boxing, you never really take as much damage as you take in MMA, you know, because you get hit with every kind of thing. And even in your sparring practices when you're, you know, you're with teammates and guys you like, I mean, even then you're getting banged up and getting beat on. So there's a lot of times where you just got to be able to take that punishment and be able to, you know, get up the next day and train and work out as hard as you did the day before and be able to, you know, prepare to get better, as well as, you know, the mental aspect. I think that's something that was very similar to wrestlers, the blue collars, the grind, the everyday type of pool. I feel like that's something that was very similar. I didn't really have to change anything on my mindset, maybe tweak it a little bit to the striker's mindset, or maybe to a little bit more relaxed and not so aggressive mindset, because that's how I found that I was getting caught in submissions. But other than that, you know, just tweaking it a little bit and keeping it on a positive mindset.
Right. Well, Bubba, I want to thank you very much for coming on board on the Roman Show, and I want to wish you good luck on your upcoming fight in October. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, man. Check me out on Twitter. Tootsin' Sir Jenkins, and thank you guys for having me. This was fun. Anytime you guys need to do it again, hit me up. We shall talk again.
You got it, Bubba. And I'm assuming that we're going to see you at some of these fights in South Florida, as we're going to have a couple.
Yeah, man. Depending on the schedule's like and where I'm at, man, I'll see you guys out there.
Wonderful, Bubba. Thank you so very much, man, and good luck. And we're looking forward to having you again.
All right, man. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Bubba. Have a good night. Well, there you go. Bubba Jenkins, obviously a good addition to mixed martial arts. He made his transition from wrestling to MMA, and the guy is definitely leaving a big mark in the sport. It just comes to show you, Guillermo, if you come from a wrestling base, you can go very far in MMA.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, it seems like every, like, top-notch wrestler that gets a lot of hype like that ends up having a very successful career. We've seen it with Cain Velasquez, like I said, you know, also Chris Weidman. And, you know, every time there's, like, a new gold medalist, like, in the Olympics for the USA, pretty much everybody starts wondering, is this guy going to go to MMA? Because if he does, usually it turns out that this guy one day will be a champ, you know. So it's definitely the best background to come from. Because you can learn the jiu-jitsu and you can learn the stand-up, but learning the wrestling part of it, it just seems like if you weren't growing up in that sort of atmosphere, it's very hard to pick it up and be on that same level. The only exception I can think to that is George St. Pierre, who didn't even grow up in a country that valued wrestling that much but made it work. But for the most part, unless you were a wrestler growing up, you're not going to be able to out-wrestle other wrestlers.
Yeah, that's right. All right, Alexis Vila. He's just coming off a victory earlier this year. He is looking to get him back on the winning column. What is it going to take? Who is he going to face?
Hey, this is Jacob Sisteran here. And if you guys really want to listen to the good talk, listen to The Roman Show.
For Florida MMA news and events, there's only one place to get your info from, MMAtothemax.net. From where to see the big fight to where is the next major event can all be found on the Sunshine State's number one source for MMA and grappling events, MMAtothemax.net. Don't click anywhere else and pump up the volume. You are listening to The Roman Show.
Hey, this is Nellie from The Roman Show. Are you tired of listening to Roman and the other guys? Well, listen to me as I keep you up to date on the latest happenings in the world of entertainment. Check me out every Tuesday. Did you miss last week's show? Stream the show on your smartphone device from anywhere on the planet. The Roman Show is now on Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, and iTunes. Download the different apps and stay informed with The Roman Show. Hey, you. Yeah, you. I want you to keep listening to The Roman Show. And you don't want to disappoint me, do you?
All right, folks, we're back on The Roman Show. Again, I want to welcome you guys to subscribe to our official YouTube channel. That's youtube.com/rroman0201. That's youtube.com/rroman0201. I want to give you guys the heads up. We got two major guests next week, Guillermo. Two major guests coming up this week on The Roman Show next Wednesday. You can listen to it live. As we will welcome, you ready for this?
Go ahead.
You there?
All right. Yeah, I'm here.
Well, we are going to welcome UFC lightweight champion Benson Henderson to the program next week on The Roman Show. So if you have any questions for the champ, make sure you tweet it to us at The Roman Show or at RomanDH, and we will ask the question to the champ. We will do it. We'll do it for you, man. We got your back. Also, Yoyito Perez, Mexican UFC fighter, has been on a roll. We all remember him because he wore that Mexican wrestling mask to the ring, or to the cage. And he's going to be on the show. He's been on a winning streak. So he'll be on the program next week as well. So just want to give you the heads up as far as what to expect next coming Wednesday at 9 p.m. So make sure you write it down on your calendar or whatever it may be. We are anticipating getting a hold of Alexis Vila, who fights September 11th at Bongo's Cuban Cafe. It's the first time they do this stuff. It's going to be right next to the home of the Miami Heat, where they won the championship this year and last year, back-to-back. And it's pretty neat because it's going to be inside this club, so you're going to be able to watch the fights. You're going to be able to mingle. And by the way, with your entrance, your first drink is free. And then afterwards, you can hang around and dance. Heck, you might never know. You might meet a girl there, Guillermo. You might get hooked up with a girl and you get married and you're good to go. So, any single guy?
That would be nice, man. And so, with every ticket, you get a girl?
No, I don't know about that, but.
Yeah, that would be good, man. I would get on the deal for Anthony and Press Row. I'll buy a ticket and get a girl.
No. It's not like that. You're going to have to probably work for it. But some of the guys that are going to be in the card, Alexis Vila will be facing Wascar Cruz. Dervin Lopez versus Vitor Moscon, Michael Lilly versus Johanner Correa, Luis Hernandez versus Carlos Rodriguez, Marcos Llorente versus Reynold Telus, and there's one more fight, but they're waiting on an opponent, so that is still being in the works. But most of these guys are new. They're new to the game. They have very young records. Some of them have fought once. Except for obviously Alexis Vila, who has fought a couple of times. So that is what you will see at Bongo's Cuban Cafe in Miami, September 11th. Yes, it's on that day that we all remember, a very tragic day for us, but we have to look at it in a positive way and how far we've come across with September 11th now in the back. But we will never forget those that were the lives, innocent lives that were lost, but it will be taking place on that day, that September 11th. You can get your tickets at cfafights.com. That's www.cfafights.com for more information. Again, we're trying to get a hold of Stephanie Egging and Alexis Vila, who will be part of that card. And the XFC show is already almost here, September 6th in Albuquerque, New Mexico. You can catch it live on Access TV starting at 9 p.m. And Stephanie is going to be fighting Angela Magana. And we have been trying to contact with Angela. Unfortunately, she is in Thailand, and that is a big major time difference. Hopefully, we can work something out. She was trying to call in last time, but Blog Talk Radio was not being kind to us, and I want to extend my apologies to her and the XFC. But that's going to be a good fight. It's the main event, actually. Stephanie Egging versus Angela Magana, a girl who has had a lot of experience inside the cage. All right, with that being said, let's go to a quick commercial. Let's try to get these guys on board. And lastly, we're going to finish off the show with Garrett Quinn of MassLive.com. He wrote a story on the whole resolution that was passed by the Boston City Council where children under the age of 16 are banned from attending MMA shows, whether it's pro or amateur. Isn't that a shame? We'll be right back.
Keep listening to The Roman Show.
Thanks.
Check out the latest news and the coolest interviews on The Roman Show every Tuesday and Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Visit us on RodolphoRoman.com or check us out on Twitter at RomanDH. Check out The Roman Show on Facebook. Visit Facebook.com/The Roman Show. Like us and make sure you spread out the word about the coolest and hippest radio program on the internet today. Check it out, Facebook.com/The Roman Show. The Roman Show has captivated the sports fans' attention in a fast pace. Therefore, join the Roman Show family by sponsoring us. Send us an email to RomanDH@Yahoo.com. Join this growing family as it grows quickly. Send us an email right now, RomanDH@Yahoo.com, and notice the exposure your company will get. Again, email us at RomanDH
at yahoo.com to sponsor the coolest and hippest program on the internet, The Roman Show.
We're going to skate to one song only.
All right, we're back on The Roman Show. A little dancing going on, a little bouncing your head. August 21st, it's incredible, Guillermo, how time just flies. Now, I was riding, driving on the street today. I already see advertisement for Halloween, and we're still in August, man. It's just crazy how time flies.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, think about it. It 6 months ago, I'd just gotten back from Australia. It's mind-blowing.
Yeah.
It's not been that long, you know? And, like, everything changes so quickly.
So fast, and you have to get ready. And, you know, we've been talking about XFC, the next XFC show, for a couple of weeks now, and September 6th is just around the corner. And Stephanie Eggink will be on the card against Angela Magana for the inaugural strawweight title. Stephanie, welcome to the Roman Show. How are you?
I'm all right. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure, Steph. Well, it's a great fight. It's going to happen between you and Angela. I was talking to Angela last week, although we had some issues, but she was telling me that she's been training in Thailand. Obviously, this girl has a couple of fights under her belt. She has a record of 11-5 and has a little bit of experience there in the cage. How are you going into this fight? Does that at all, do you look at this and say, wow, this girl has a lot of fights over me, or are you just taking her as just another fight?
Numbers don't mean a damn thing. You know, there is something to be said about having, more experience, but that can only get you so far. And, you know, her record's not that good. She's been beaten 5 times. She's going to be beaten 6 times. I'm not intimidated by her record at all. I'm not intimidated by the fact she's been training in Thailand. I feel really confident going into this fight, so I'm not preparing any differently than I would for anyone else, other than, you know, there's 2 more rounds, so, you know, that 2 more rounds that I'm ready for.
It's a 5-round fight between you and her. Again, it's for the inaugural strawweight titles for the XFC. Now, Stephanie, knowing that Angela, she says that she's training in Thailand, but you yourself, you're not too far, because before MMA, you were on the U.S. national boxing team. You competed in the Pan Am Games, so you definitely have a lengthy background when it comes to combat sports.
Yeah, that's part of the reason I'm saying numbers don't matter. You know, I went to nationals with only 8 fights in boxing and fought a girl, you might know who she is, Jennifer Hahn, and she had like 89 or something, you know, and I beat her. And numbers, you know, they look good on paper, but when you're in the cage, when you're in the ring, that's what matters. So, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be good.
Now, Steph, you're coming in with a 2-win fight streak. How is that momentum going to carry on to this fight, knowing that she is coming off a loss?
I feel unstoppable right now, especially in this weight class. I don't think that anyone is going to be able to beat me that John Prisco puts in front of me. You know, obviously having 2 wins is it gives me confidence. But you know, I'm not underestimating her at all, or thinking that this is going to be an easy fight. You know, as much as I dislike her, she's tough. So, it's going to be good. It's going to be a fight of the year. I guarantee it.
And your last wins, Steph, were came out of decision. Are you hunting for that knockout? That's the plan, or submission?
I mean, that'd be great, but I have the ability to go. I have the gas, the win to go 5 rounds. You know, everyone's always looking for a way to end the fight early, so that, of course, would be awesome. But you know, if it goes the distance, I'm ready. I'm ready to battle. I want a war. I want a knockout, drag out war. You know, I would much rather submit her than knock her out. anyone can get knocked out, but it takes special, it takes real technique to submit somebody most of the time. So if I'm going for anything, that's what I'm looking for.
Guillermo?
Yeah, Stephanie, you know, back in the earlier part of your professional career, your fights were a bit more spaced out. You weren't fighting as often. There was more than 6 month gaps between some of your fights. And now lately, you've been fighting every 4 months. Do you believe that that's contributed to being more consistent and doing better during the fights?
I think it has mostly to do with signing with XFC. I signed a 5-fight deal with them, so you know he's been keeping me as busy as I want. I could probably be fighting more than I am, but this amount of weight that I cut, I like to space it out. You know, it's like 4 months, like you said. But yeah, it really has to do with the promotion keeping me busy. Before that, I wasn't really signed with anybody, and there was a little bit of space there between my second and third fight because I got hurt in my second fight, and it took me a while mentally to decide to fight again. So, there was that aspect of it. But I like to fight every 3 or 4 months. That's ideal for me.
All right. And like when you made the decision to become an MMA fighter, you know, you probably had all these hopes and dreams and everything. And do you feel that everything's gone according to plan so far as your career goes?
Yeah, I feel like my career's just been expedited ever since I signed with XFC. Taking a fight against Heather Clark with only 2 fights under my belt was definitely a jump forward. Heather Clark's very well known and a very talented fighter. So, you know, taking that fight was definitely expedited my career. And, I mean, I'm only 4 fights in, and I'm already fighting for a title. So I definitely wasn't expecting that when I first started fighting, you know. But it's awesome. I'm not complaining.
And where did you get your nickname Snowflake from? How did that all come about?
Oh, man. That's a long story. That came about when I just started fighting MMA as an amateur, and I don't know if you're familiar with Sam Wilson, but she kind of discovered me when I was boxing, and there's a long story behind it, but she started calling me that, and at first it was like a joke, but then everyone started calling me that, and I just kind of went with it, and I like it. It's different. It fits me. I'm not a typical fighter. I'm quite unique, so the snowflake image fits me.
Great, Stephanie. Now, Stephanie, I want to thank you so very much for joining us. I'm pumped about your fight against Angela. You had some tough words to say towards Angela. I'm just waiting to hear from her because I hear that she also is very opinionated when it comes to her opponent. But you guys got to check out this great fight, Access TV, 9 p.m., September 6th, live from New Mexico. Stephanie Egg Inc. versus Angela Magana for the inaugural strawweight title. Stephanie, anything else you'd like to add before we let you go?
No, I want to shout out to American Knockout Wear, CMP Performance, and GBH Management, along with Amber Sports Gear. They've been awesome during this entire camp. So, definitely getting me what I need to win that belt. So, there you have it.
Well, Steph, thanks so much. And next time, hopefully, we talk to you. We'll be talking about how that belt fits around your waist. So good luck in that fight.
Damn right. All right, thanks, Chris.
Thank you, Seth. Good night.
See you.
All right, there you go, folks. Stephanie Agging of the XFC, she fights Angela Magana for the inaugural strawweight title on Access TV, 9 p.m., New Mexico. It's going to be a great fight. All right, we are going to now try to get a hold of Alexis Vila. We're trying to get a hold of him. I know he's a little tied up since he runs American Top Team Kendall, but let's see if we reach out to him. And we'll get him on board. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Nelly from The Roman Show. Are you tired of listening to Roman and the other guys? Well, listen to me as I keep you up to date on the latest happenings in the world of entertainment. Check me out every Tuesday. Did you miss last week's show? Stream the show on your smartphone device from anywhere on the planet. The Roman Show is now on Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, and iTunes. Download the different apps and stay informed with The Roman Show. Hey, you. Yeah, you. I want you to keep listening to The Roman Show. And you don't want to disappoint me, do you?
Justin Timberlake and Jay-Z, as they were in town here in South Florida. I missed the show, but I hear it was a great stuff. By the way, did you know that NSYNC is getting back this weekend for the MTV Music Awards, Guillermo?
Yeah, I heard that on the radio a couple days ago.
It was just a matter of time till they did that. You know, I remember, I'd say about 2 years ago, I met Joey Fatone. And let me just tell you, yeah, he was, you know, he didn't look like NSYNC anymore, how he used to look like back in the day. But hey, it's pretty cool, man. It's a blast from the past. And the MTV Music Awards, Justin Timberlake and the rest of the guys of NSYNC are going to get together and perform. So, hey, you know, I bet you all the girls are all excited about that.
Yeah, but like from what I understand, this is just a one-time deal. It's not like a full-on reunion to make albums and go on tours or anything.
Right. But still, just the fact that they're getting together, even if it's for time, that's a big deal. You know how many girls are going to go crazy? I remember girls when I was in school, they were going nuts over these guys. It was always Backstreet Boys.
It was always a big argument. What's better, NSYNC or Backstreet Boys? It was always the same argument. But there was other bands at the time, 98 Degrees, and, you know, I think there was one called, like, LFO as well, and, like, there was a bunch of them.
New
Kids on the Block even got back together back then. I remember that.
Yeah, Boyz II Men. They're Boyz II Men. And now, well, they got One Direction.
That's like the current one, like, that wasn't from before. Yeah, so they're the ones that are taking over now.
All right. Well, that's enough about music talk. Let's welcome in Garrett Quinn, who's all the way from Massachusetts in Boston. He writes for Reason Magazine, MassLive.com, and he was the one to report that the Boston City Council passed a resolution today that will ban children under the age of 16 from attending MMA events without the supervision of a parent. Now, this is all because of Boston City Council President Stephen Murphy. Garrett, I got to first ask you here, do you find this ridiculous that they passed such a rule?
Well, the thing that people have to understand is that when the law was written in Massachusetts to officially legalize mixed martial arts and give back in 2010, there's two weird quirks in it, and I wrote about this in my Reason article. The first one of the many quirks, is the underage 16 event. So technically, by law, people under the age of 16 should not are technically banned from mixed martial arts events if they're not with an adult. I don't think this has ever been enforced. I don't know if it has. I mean, I can tell you, you know, as a kid, I remember when I was, like, you know, under 18 going to movies and, you know, they you had to have an ID to go to our – I never got carded. But, I, you know, the roots of this whole dispute in Boston are tied into this whole Station Casinos union fight that's been going on for, you know, that the Fertitta brothers have been involved in for a good, what, 10, 12 years now? I think we've lost count for how long they've been doing that. And that sort of – this is all runoff from that, really. You know, this ban was pushed by the union guys, and it just went from there.
Yeah, it's just crazy that if that is bringing on to this, and from what I understand now, the UFC is asking Boston and the council to revoke the resolution from banning from minors from event. And I don't know how what it's going to take for some of these old school guys to understand that MMA is not what you think it is. It's not, you know, fine, there's blood and everything, but so does boxing and so does all the other sports out there that exist. These are not two violent men. They're just going to kill each other. There's a lot of discipline. There's respect in this. Now, what has been the reaction from there in Boston, Garrett, when it comes to this resolution? You informed me that the meeting prior to this, there were a lot of people there because that was the week of the UFC attending Boston. But in this case, no one showed up?
That's correct. There were no supporters or opponents at the event. That which was I was kind of surprised by when I arrived. I thought there'd be a good chance that I would see you know, people on one side of the issue or for it or against it. And I didn't see that one way or the other. It was just City Council President Murphy, and that was it. Unlike the previous events they had. Now, this ties into another event that, like, I wrote Peace and Reason, that set aside the ban for a minute too, because there was another issue that this union tried to block Chael Sonnen from getting a license to
right.
fight. You know, they tried to stop the marquee event, the co-main event of the night, because the Overeem fight was the other co-main event. But but both, by the way, very good fights. But I do think there is still, at least in talking to people in Boston, by the way, there is, and I think an older, as you were talking about, these sort of old school, you know, cranky older dudes, you talk to them and, you know, they still have this idea of UFC, like, that UFC is still like UFC 1. You know, have you ever gone and watched UFC 1, like, today? Like, it's terrible, and it's not what this is. It's a totally different thing. This is a real sport. So I kind of get why people have this perception that it's still sort of this, you know, backwater, you know, just dudes brawling, there's no rules, even though you and I know that's not the case. But when this started, it kind of was that, and it evolved into not that.
Yeah, I don't know what's going to take them. I mean, listen, when Facebook got here, I'm sure they have Facebook, right? Why aren't they making a big deal about that? People get killed, for God's sake, because of online social media, and they're not attacking that. But this is a freaking sport. This is a sport where two men, women go at it one-on-one.
Yeah. Sure. No, yeah. I mean, you're going to have, you still have, you know, one thing I do find interesting is sort of the people in boxing who are hesitant, that are resistant to it. The people in boxing that are hostile to it. You know, I talked to Mark Ratner in UFC, and he was telling me about how, you know, they have issues in Britain with getting the fights recognized by the equivalent of the athletic commissions in Britain in some cases, and a lot of that has to do with the fact that these are, you know, stodgy old conservative in the sporting sense, institutions. You know, they think of, you know, boxing is the sport, and that, you know, they see it as a threat to boxing, which I've never really understood that, because boxing's a different, I mean, boxing's incorporated into UFC, but boxing is its own separate entity. It's a separate sport. The rules are different. You know, it's a different type of fighting, really, if you think about it. Completely. You know, the whole strategy in a boxing match is different from a mixed martial arts fight. But
of course.
Yeah, yeah, huge difference. So I think there is, you know, and I say this as a fan of both. You know, what I find interesting, at least in Boston, is I noticed a lot of overlap. I noticed a lot of overlap in people that go to boxing fights and go to UFC events. I think the boxing crowd skews older, but I think there's a lot of overlap in those worlds. But when it comes to, I mean, again, the problems that we're seeing with hostility towards mixed martial arts, the UFC in particular, again, a lot of it, all the roots, and I asked Dana White this. He said it's 100% rooted in this dispute in Las Vegas with the Las Vegas Culinary Union and the Station Casinos. And, you know, to be quite honest, looking at that dispute, I don't see that changing anytime soon. You know, it has nothing to – I mean, the UFC is just a thing for them to pressure, you know, go after. This is, you know, and this is, you know, this is a typical, you know, businesses would do this, unions would do this. You see an opportunity to squeeze your opposition to get something, and what do? You pressure them. I'm not defending that, but that's what you've got playing out now. You know, the union was the organization that challenged Chael Sonnen's license. And they were also the group that pushed the ban on people under 16.
Wow!
It actually
was originally
under 18, and then they changed it.
Right, so. From 18 to 16. I wonder what. Wow, 2-year difference. Now, this Stephen Murphy guy. What type of guy is this guy? Assuming you cover the Boston City Council for some time, is this a very conservative type of guy?
No, I mean he's not a conservative. I mean, he's a Democrat, but he's an old school guy. You know, he's an old school city politician. He's a union guy. You know, he's a union guy, and the union here. You know, and the union in Boston, the local affiliate Unite here. It's Local 26. It's hotel workers, restaurant. You know, it's hotel workers, restaurant workers. You know, dishwashers. You know, maids. People, you know, restaurant workers in some cases, people of that nature. And, you know, he's an ally of theirs. So, I found it unusual to, you know, the thing that's interesting is Boston, by the way, has had a very violent period involving local athletic figures. For example, everybody knows about Aaron Hernandez. You know, Aaron Hernandez, mm-hmm. standout tight end, allegedly killed one guy. Now he's tied up in another murder, a double murder, so he's possibly allegedly involved in three murders. You know, we've got the son of the Boston Red Sox broadcaster allegedly stabbed his girlfriend to death. Yeah, so it's interesting to me, you know, that he went after this. But, you know, again, this is something that, you know, in New York is far worse. I mean, you can't even have a sanctioned fight in New York, which is amazing.
Right.
I mean, what's the attitude like in Miami? Are most people like, yeah, let's go to the fights? Is there any real hostility towards? I mean, I saw in other places. I mean, I did a lot of research for this, and there were issues in other places, but I didn't see anything like just outright like. Legalize it, and then they want to ban it, which I found fascinating. Happened in Boston. What's the attitude like in Florida?
Yeah, absolutely. We love our MMA. We have shows, amateur shows every weekend. We probably even tend to have like 2-3 shows a weekend in the state of Florida. And pro shows, there was one year we had like close to 20 shows. So we have, in fact, we even were known. I'm not sure if you read an article a while ago on ESPN, and they were featured on ESPN 360. We had backyard fights. So that just comes to show you how
much we
backyard fights, where there is not a sanctioning body. So that's how much we love fighting down here, Derek.
And boxing's pretty big too, right?
Boxing is huge here. Just the fact of, you know, you got a lot of Latin Americans. Hispanics, I love boxing. You got Mexicans, you got Cubans, Central Americans, and little by little, we're seeing now that transition that boxing is not only the combat sport, and a lot of Hispanics are going into MMA. So you would see a lot of Hispanics that attend these events. And it'll be, for example, we have a lot of Cubans here, so they actually have a lot of background in judo and in karate. So you see some of that.
Yeah.
Some of the younger guys, or the younger Cubans, the 40-year-olds, 30-year-olds, they know about that stuff. More of the older generation, not too much. They know their boxing and their baseball, but little by little, they're learning more about MMA, which is pretty neat.
You guys are familiar with John Howard, right? The fighter
yes.
from Boston. He's a boxer too. He's a boxer by trade as well as an MMA fighter. And I don't know if you know the story that when he was training, he sparred with the Boston Marathon bomber and broke his nose before he was anybody. At a boxing gym, I believe it was in Alston, at one of the boxing gyms near here, near Boston.
Wow, interesting stuff. Well, Garrett, I want to thank you so much for joining us, and you can follow Garrett, folks, on his Twitter account. That's Garrett Quinn. That's at Garrett Quinn. You can go ahead and see his some of his articles at MassLive.com. You don't only do sports. You do a lot of politics, right? Garrett, you there? Garrett, are you there? I think we lost Garrett. Garrett? All right, Guillermo, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Guess we lost him, but we'll try to call him right back in a little bit. But yeah, Garrett, you could check out Garrett Quinn on Reason.com. You can also visit MassLive.com, and you can follow him on Twitter. That's at Garrett Quinn. That's at Garrett Quinn. He is a contributor to several sources out there in Boston. All right, we were trying to get a hold of Alexis Vila. We're going to be right back. We welcome him. He's going to be part of the main event of CFA Fight Night. We'll be back.
Hey, this is Jacob Stisteran here. And if you guys really want to listen to some good talk, listen to The Roman Show.
For Florida MMA news and events, there's only one place to get your info from, MMAtothemax.net. From where to see the big fight to where is the next major event can all be found on the Sunshine State's number one source for MMA and grappling events, MMAtothemax.net. Don't click anywhere else and pump up the volume. You are listening to The Roman Show.
Check it out. Keep listening to The Roman Show.
Hey, this is Dana White, the president of the UFC. Keep watching The Roman Show.
Man, that song hypes me so much, Guillermo, because we are so close already for the official first game of the NFL season. And that song, Thunderstruck AC/DC, just makes me want to go out there, run in the field, and just tackle someone. But in the meantime,
absolutely.
We got
to. That song plays during the opening kickoff in the movie The Longest Yard with Adam Sandler. And it plays in the opening kickoff of the convicts versus, police officers, guards game. So, if you remember that movie, like that first scene, that kickoff, it's just people getting destroyed and blown up and stuff by huge tackles.
I love it. I love it. All right. On the line, folks, we have Alexis Vila, Bellator veteran, a phenomenal fighter, also Olympic medalist, Alexis Vila, who's going to join us. I'm going to do a little translation here since he is fighting September 11th, Bongo's Cuban Cafe, CFA Fight Night 01, first time. They're doing this stuff. Alexis, bienvenidos al programa. ¿Cómo te sientes?
Gracias, gracias. Me siento muy bien.
Bueno, Alexis, vamos a comenzar primeramente este CFA Fight Night 01. Es la primera vez que van a hacer una pelea de artes marciales mixtas en Bongo's Cuban Cafe. It's the first time they're doing this thing inside a club. Vas a pelear contra un muchacho, pues, jovencito en su carrera, ya que su récord no se puede comparar al tuyo, porque él tiene 4-1 y tú tienes más de 10 peleas en tu resumen. Pero ¿qué esperamos de ti este septiembre 11. What can we expect from you September 11th against Waspar Cruz?
¿Qué va? ¿Cómo va? What are you going to expect? It's a, oh, wait, I come over from the knockout. So this is what I'm working for. Working from the knockout, giving the show the everybody deserve. They prefer to see people fighting. So this is what I expect, that he's being good condition and come over to do his best.
Ahora, tell me about this guy, Oscar Cruz. What do you know of him and winning? Winning against him, what does it mean to you? What does it mean for your record? ¿Qué significa ganancia contra él?
You know what? Like you say, I have too much experience. So no matter what he bring to the table, I've been ready for. What he need to be is in good condition. He be ready to fight.
Y dime, peleando al frente en Bagos Cuban Café, ¿cómo te suena la idea? What is the whole concept, the idea of fighting?
Wow. This is amazing. I'm going to fight in front of my people. The people like to see me fighting, and I'm going to do the best I can to these people enjoy my fight.
Ahora, ¿piensas después, si coge una ganancia bien temprano, si lo noquea bien rapidito, podrías pelear en octubre? Could you fight in October at the next CFA show if you get a quick knockout?
You know what? I was talking with my manager. I have deal to fight in the World Series on fighting, and they offered me to fight in 135, one fight, again. Fabio Melo, and I probably after the fight, I decide what I'm going to do, it if I work for the UFC to sign me, or I go to the World Series, I fight in 135, one fight, and after that, I stay in World Series in 125. I don't know what is going to happen.
That's right, Guillermo.
Sí, Alexis, en tu última pelea ganaste por la primera vez en tres peleas. Me lo hiciste como estaba fajándote muy cuidado. ¿Tú estabas fajándote cuidado o estabas tratando de atacar? ¿Qué pasó en esa pelea?
No, sino que tienes que, según la experiencia, tú sabes cómo fajarte con smart fighting, do a smart fighting. I know I win it. I take it to my game, to a wrestling game, to a grappling game, and I try to miss everything. So this is what happened.
Sí, porque tú sabes que tú estás noqueando bastante personas y después perdiste tres veces y ahora luce como tú estás yendo a wrestling un poquito más comparado con antes, tú sabes.
See, I try to take everybody to my game now, try to get tired, make his tired to my game, and after that, I can, whatever happen, knock him out, whatever, whatever happen, I get it.
Sí, y con lo que te falta en tu carrera, ¿qué quieres hacer todavía con los años que te faltan en tu carrera?
Bueno, what I want to do it, is be the UFC champion in 125. But whatever these people offer me to fight in 135 or whatever, I fight anyone. I'm not scared to fight anyone. My shoulder now is good, so I feel good. So I'm ready to everyone that he want to fight me.
Bueno, Alexi, te queremos después dar las gracias por otra vez acompañarlo aquí en el Roman Show. ¿Algo más que quisiera añadir?
Anytime, it's my pleasure to be with you guys. So I want to say thank you to my sponsor, to my manager Tina and Ray and el manager and to Arencibia Bellbone and all these people that support me, my my team, ATT Kendall, and Coconut Creek, they always is there for me. So this is what I want to say.
Gracias, Alexi. Bueno, buena suerte. El septiembre 11 en Bagos Cuban Cafe, donde pueden ver a Alexis Villa en acción. Alexis Villa en acción, septiembre 11, Bagos Cuban Cafe en Miami. Saludos, Alexis, gracias.
Gracias, gracias.
Saludos. Bueno, bueno.
Bueno, bueno.
Ladies and gentlemen, that pretty much wraps up tonight's show. We got a stacked show tonight. Guillermo, obviously, a lot of stuff still happening on the news, but this coming Wednesday, there will be MMA on the whole Fox Sports channel. But by the way, I got to ask you, what was your opinion on the Fox Sports 1 show over the weekend?
Yeah, for the most part, it was a good show. There was a few, you know, a couple of boring fights like the Uriah John Howard fight, but overall it was a good show. I was very surprised by a couple of the results. I thought Chael Sonnen would win. I didn't expect him to submit Shogun Hua in the first round, though. I just did not see that happening. Congratulations to Chael Sonnen. He definitely surprised me with that. I thought he would win a five-round decision. I didn't think it would go the way it did. And then Joe Lozon, I did not expect him to get destroyed the way he did by Michael Johnson. That was very, very surprising. I was telling you, I expected Lozon to choke out Johnson in round one or two, and it was completely the other way around, and that rarely happens for me, you know. But as much as I know about MMA, I'm pretty good at predicting what's going to happen in most fights. But that time I was completely wrong, and congratulations to Michael Johnson. I just wonder if there was something behind the scenes that was going on with Joe Lozon that he fought so poorly, because I've seen him so much better than what he looked like there.
Absolutely, and it was definitely a great surprise in my sending, but great show overall, I must say. In fact, I had over 1 million viewers, so that turned out really
And don't
view.
Forget Travis Brown. Hey, Travis Brown,
yes,
man.
Yes, the kid with Alistair Overeem, man. Now, I got to ask you, is it the end for Alistair Overeem, or you get one more shot at the UFC?
I don't know, man. They're paying him like $250,000 a fight. Is he worth it at this point? I don't know. You know, I really don't know. But, man, hey, who called that knockout, man? Who called that knockout? Travis Brown knocking out Alistair Overeem, and yeah, won a nice little bit of money on that.
Yeah, Brown seemed knocked out, but he just came right back and knocked him out with that front kick and sent Alistair Overeem.
He showed a lot of heart, man. He was getting his butt whooped.
Sure did.
But, wow, what a comeback.
He sure did. Well, also, this week we got some MMA coming up on Wednesday. So we're going to make sure that we have it a little earlier so you guys can enjoy your fights, or maybe we do a little later after the show itself. So we'll plan around that schedule so you guys can tune in and then watch the UFC fight. So, again, Benson Henderson, Goita Perez next Wednesday here on The Roman Show. So hear from the chat before he puts it on the line against Anthony Pettis. And I'm sure that's going to be a great fight. Although so many people say that we're going to see a repeat from that first fight, but we'll check it out. But that being said, Guillermo, anything else you'd like to add, man?
No, man. Like, just a great show, and I'm looking forward to next Wednesday's fight. Hopefully we don't miss too much of the fights while doing the show there. It sounds like you're planning around that. But, yeah, remember, guys, it's Carlos Condit against Martin Campman. Should be a very, very good fight.
Should be. All right, folks, as I said, follow us on Twitter at The Roman Show, at Roman DH, Guillermo at Stone Cold 16, Stoneface, right? Stoneface 16. Stoneface 16, and also on our YouTube account, which is youtube.com/rroman0201. With that said, good night. We'll catch you next week on The Roman Show and also at the Martins Park event this other night.
What's up? This your boy, Kimo Slice. And if I got one thing to say about these amateur fights, not only did I have a good time tonight, but I want everybody to know you got to keep watching with Dolph Roman. If you keep your eyes upon that, man, you'll be all right. You'll know what's going on. So stay hip to Dolph Roman. This your boy, Kimo Slice, 305, and we out.